Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Clarissa Pitts, who is a manager for organizational development. Clarissa, can you believe it? Next month, it'll be 20 years here at New Leaf, and we've focused our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start there by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Clarissa, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for having me. I really admire what you and New Leaf do for organizations, because it's something I've been passionate about for the last, 10 plus years of my career, specifically in learning and organizational development. And currently, I lead organizational development for a joint powers authority in Los Angeles. But prior to this role, I have had the opportunity to manage learning and development initiatives at both public and private sector organizations of all sizes. So what I wanted to share with you today are some of the common practices across those organizations that I've seen lead to success. Right. So I'm going to start with something that I currently share in our leadership development programs that I call the three R's. And so that's whether we're managing ourselves or others, the three R's are what we manage on that day-to-day basis. And those would be responsibilities, relationships, and resources. Mm. And so navigating how you manage those three R's, like knowing what you're going to focus on and when, is what I've seen be the key to success, right? So for each of those, I'm going to share some best practices that I've seen at the senior level, at the management level, and at individual contributor level that lead to success. So let's start with your senior level, your C-suite, right? Your executives, their direct line reports. Their responsibilities, as we know, are to the board, to their shareholders, that external stakeholder group. But the most successful senior leaders are really those who also prioritize their responsibilities to their people, the workforce of their organization, right? And the way that I've seen them do that well is building relationships. So they do that through using their various channels of communication. They share their vision consistently, their goals, their milestone achievements with both those external stakeholders and their staff. And they also are oftentimes, they're making themselves accessible to their people, right? By leading, town halls, listening tours. They're doing skip level meetings where they're meeting with folks who aren't their direct line reports, but perhaps a level or even two, below that, right? And so that's how they're building relationships, maintaining those relationships with their staff to be accessible. And that helps them to understand then what are the resources that their workforce needs to really be successful to achieve those business goals that those shareholders are expecting you to accomplish, right? And so that's your senior level, how they manage those three R's, what I've seen mm-hmm. be successful at well-run organizations. So then when we look at our management level, right, all those middle managers that are really managing those responsibilities to their leadership and to their teams, right? And so that's a lot when you think about it, right? They're doing a lot of things. And so they have to maintain those responsibilities in terms of getting things done, making sure that those goals and the vision of the company is being executed. And in order to do that, they of course have to build those relationships with their staff, with their leadership. And they also are able to be consistent with one-on-ones, with their team meetings, creating feedback loops across their staff, right? They want to flow down information from that senior leadership level, because a lot of times I will hear when things aren't going well that staff say that leadership isn't transparent. And that's sometimes just because there might be a gap in communication. So when managers are successful, they build those relationships by flowing down the information and making sure that they're lifting up their concerns and successes of their teams to their senior leaders. And that's what helps to keep that transparency flowing throughout the organization. And then lastly, as they do this, as they're able to keep those communication lines open and really bridge that gap between frontline and senior leaders, they can then advocate for the resources and the tools that their staff need to, again, drive the success, help accomplish the goals of the organization, and get things done, which is their role, right? So then on the individual contributor side, what I've seen be most successful across the organizations that I've been at is that the individual contributors who are successful understand that, yes, their responsibilities are their job duties, are the things that they have to do to keep their team running and to do their tasks. And they also understand that their responsibilities are to themselves, meaning that they own their career journeys. And so in order to do that, they're also building relationships across their team by collaborating within their team, across functions, and building relationships with their direct managers. And if your senior leaders are doing skip levels through those as well, right? So then, when they're able to build those relationships, they can, of course, own their career path, their career journey, help them grow to lead from anywhere in the organization. And one way that they can demonstrate their leadership at any level is that they can be creative and resourceful with the tools and resources they have. So, as we know, organizations don't always have the resources that everybody needs to get things done, but successful. You know, whether you're individual contributors or managers, those who are successful are able to make the most of the resources they have and help their leaders see where there might be some gaps in those resources and tools that they need. And so, all of that to say is those are some of the things that I've seen in my career be successful at the organizations that, you know, are well run. And that's how I've seen leaders and individual contributors manage and navigate those three R's, right? Responsibilities, relationships, and resources, and help their organization succeed.
Bruce, I really like that. As you know, gosh, at the time of recording this, we've done about 250 of these. And I think this is the first time I've ever heard anybody break things down from the three levels within the organizations and then those three particular attributes as well. And that really makes a lot of sense, you know, really makes a lot of sense. Again, thank you so much for that. And if I could give a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Most of which are available for free. Clarissa, as is our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
I
Clarissa, it's so good to see you again, and I so much appreciate you taking a few minutes with our audience today.
Yes, thank you so much again for having me, and best of luck to the next 20 years.
Oh, thanks again, Clarissa. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.